Love is in the air, everywhere I look around. Love is in the air.
Good morning, everyone, and yes, love is in the air. Tomorrow is V-Day, Valentine's Day, and have you been out and about and trying to buy that special gift for that special someone? So anyway, you're listening to Out and About with Elaine. Good morning. My name is Elaine the Roach, and on my board here today is Mike Catanzaro. Good morning, Mike. How are you doing? Are you all set for tomorrow?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. That's really great. Listen, folks, I want to start by saying thank you to the South Attleboro Lions Club. They had a fantastic fundraising event for, it was called Love the Oldies. But actually, it was just really a wonderful night. It was the second annual fundraising event for the Food Pantry Assistance Program. And the South Attleboro Lions, oh my God, and the Village Lions and the Rotary Club of Attleboro were out and about, and we had so much fun last night. I never met so many people, and the Reminiscents were there. They were Boston's number one oldies group, and the Villainaires were there, and oh my God, Dominic Couture was there with his lovely bride, Carol, and Ron Strominski was there with his lovely bride, and Sarah Reynolds was there, and Emily Johnson was there. I mean, we had so much fun. It was just really wonderful. But this organization was really great. Last year, they had the fundraising event, and they had raised so much money to provide 25,000 meals were packaged and distributed in the Attleboro area community. So thank you to the Lions and the Lioness Clubs. They were fantastic, and what a great party you had last night. It was just phenomenal. So switching gears now, because it is Valentine's Day, and being the curious one myself, I was asking myself, well, what is the history of Valentine's? Like, when did it first start? So I did some research, and there was a lot of different people out there with research, as you know. But actually, it comes from a Roman roots and a pope in 496. I had to read that again. I said, really? It was a Christian feast day. And actually, there were three St. Valentines that were martyred through the Catholic Church. So I thought, well, if that is how St. Valentine's became Valentine's, then how much do Americans spend? If I ask you, and I'm going to cover my sheet here, Michael, but how many millions or whatever would you say that the average American spends? Like, in America, everybody goes out and buys flowers and cards and things like that, but how much do you think that we spend on Valentine's Day, just that one day?
I don't know. That's a good question. You know, I never really, I would assume it's, I don't know. I don't think it would be as much as people would spend on Christmas, do you?
Well, I didn't think so until I was looking at these statistics, and it was saying, Valentine's Day is a time to spoil the beloved, to woo your secret lover, and remember to call your mothers. They say that it tenderly spend $20 billion on American chocolates, flowers, lingerie, and other things.
Chocolates?
Mm-hmm. They said that, and the breakdown is just amazing. Most of us dine out. Then second comes flowers, then candy, and jewelry. So if Hallmark invented Valentine's Day, well, Hershey won it. About two-thirds of the money spent for, you know, Valentine's Day is on food. And an astonishing amount of food is candy, of course.
Candy,
so we spend
yeah.
more on candy than flowers and cards combined, which I thought was an interesting fact. And generally speaking, the larger categories have grown faster in the last 5 years since the economy was in deep depression. Well, of course, because when you're depressed, you want to have chocolate. Ask any woman. We love our chocolate when we're depressed.
Now, what kind of chocolate do you love?
Well, I like Godiva chocolate. I like
I knew you were going to say that, you know, because Godiva chocolate, you know, it's funny. I was a long time ago, I was with a girl that liked that. And to me, it was like, for the same amount of money, you could get a bigger box of chocolate with, you know, those big giant Hershey heart ones with
yes.
the 24, the 84 one box ones.
Mm-hmm.
And the Godiva chocolates were only small in a small little box of four for the same price.
Yes, but it's the quality, not
I know, that's what she said, too.
The quantity.
She actually had Godiva chocolate ice cream she used to eat.
Oh, man, that's really extreme. But no, I actually had my very first Godiva chocolates in Brussels. I had to go away out of the United States to find out what the heck that was. I was in Brussels, and I was in a textile store, and right next door to it was the Godiva store, and you could smell the chocolate. Oh, my God, it was unbelievable. I never
Now, what's a truffle? Is that like chocolate, too?
Yeah, it's a different kind of way that they make it, I guess. I don't know. I don't like truffles at all. I like the real pure turtles, which is the caramel, the chocolate, and the pecans. And if you sign up, listen to this.
Don't get me
started on chocolate.
You're making
here.
Me hungry, Elaine.
Oh, my God. At the mall, Province Place Mall, there's a Godiva store. And if you sign up, every month you can go there and get a free piece of candy.
Did you sign up?
Of course I did. It's my name, Elaine LaRoche. But I don't go every day. I mean, every month. Oh, my God. But I haven't been in quite a while. But Valentine's Day is approaching. So, yeah, Godiva chocolates is great. I used to get Whitman sampler chocolates all the time when I was
The
there.
Hot-shaped?
No.
Oh, just the box.
No, just the yellow box.
Yeah, I know.
And it was just really great. And my kids would give it to me for Christmas and Valentine's Day every year. It was just really great. And then I said, no, stop, because it was just too much chocolate, you know.
Too tempting.
Yeah, it is. It really is. But getting back to Valentine's Day, you know, Valentine's Day is just the, you know, it's right around the corner. It's tomorrow. I think a lot of people are going to be last-minute shopping. They're going to be going out and about. And buying cards and everything. I already got everything for everybody already. Mm. I did that yesterday. I did that yesterday. So, so I'm all set. I'm ready to rock and roll. But I also did some statistics on, you know, just healthy relationships. Like, what is a healthy relationship? I mean, you know, if the average person says, well, you know, spending time together and doing all these things. Well, Psychology Today said there are some things here that make a healthy relationship, such as, number one is you and your partner are playful with each other. You think your partner has very good ideas. You become more like your partner in some ways, basically like train of thought type of thing. You think about each other even though you're not physically there. You see your partner as very trustworthy. Your partner is enthusiastic when something goes right for you. You kiss every day, which is important, of course, to make that connection. So, and there's a whole bunch more. What?
So I can relate.
Yeah. And it's funny because while I was writing this up at work, one of my coworkers had said to me, let me see your sheet. So she said, yep, I have these things here. You have your own love language. You have pet names for each other. And this is funny. You know your partner's most embarrassing moment in childhood, and you know your partner's proudest moment in childhood.
Mm.
I'm going to ask that of my guests next time. You know, like, what is your partner's proud? What is your most proudest moment during childhood? I think that's pretty cool. It's a good question. And this one here, you never, ever, or very rarely express contempt for your partner by rolling your eyes, swearing at them, or calling them crazy. Yeah, that's not a healthy thing to do. Don't do
that. That's abusive.
But this thing here with a healthy relationship, you have a sense of security. You're confident in your partner won't be unfaithful or do something to jeopardize your relationship. You know, we all live in a fast-paced world, and there's a lot of temptation out there. And some people think that the grass is always greener, but it really, truly isn't. And we'll get more into that during the morning. We have some poems. We've got some sarcastic poems, too. We have some other things about what it takes for commitment and relationships. And also, I have some tips for the single folks out there in finding, you know, a really great guy or girl. So stay tuned. We have plenty more. We have Jim Corbin coming on at 7:35 to give us a weather update. I know that we are going to be in an Arctic freeze soon. I mean, it's everywhere. I've been getting alerts on my phone saying that it's going to be really freezing and below zero temperatures. And I'm so glad that I got my new winter coat because, man, is it cold out there. It was cold this morning, but not too. I think it was 9 degrees when I drove in here. I always like to come early, sit in the parking lot, and go over my notes and stuff. But I know that we're in for an Arctic freeze. It's going to be really cold. So, but it was so good. I have to go back. We only have a few more seconds before we go in on our first break. But I have to say, you know, the Lions Club last night and seeing so many great, wonderful Attleboro people. It was just so great to see so many people I haven't seen in years. And to talk and I mean, the music was just so phenomenal, Mike. You had to be there. But before we go on break, I have a quick question. how romantic are you? Who's more romantic in your relationship? Are you more romantic than Sue, or is Sue more romantic than you?
I think we're about the same.
Are you really?
Yeah.
That's great.
Yep.
That's really great. Well, listen, folks, we're going to be up against our first break. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine. Our telephone number to call in is 508-222-1320, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Today, my new son and I failed to shoot off a rocket.
He knew exactly what to do.
I had no clue what I was doing.
We set up the rocket. Hit ignition. And then?
And then nothing. Sometimes I laugh when I'm frustrated.
Then out of nowhere, the rocket launched into the air.
The rocket did get into the air.
I've never seen anything fly so high.
And then crashed into a kite.
Look out! Look out!
And then the pond.
I'll never forget that day.
Even if I tried.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action.
Look how he makes eye contact with his person.
That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance so common with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Spring is in the air, and it just so happens to be just in time to celebrate the 20th anniversary of the Attleboro Arts Museum's Flower Show. Garden Party sets the theme for the celebration, starting with a sneak peek benefit on Wednesday, March 16th from 6 to 8 p.m. The show officially opens to the public on the 17th through the 20th. Enjoy the beauty of nature at the museum located on Park Street with lush landscapes, floral installations, and original artwork displayed throughout the main gallery. For more information, visit their website, attleboroartsmuseum.org.
You see, this guy's in love with you. Yes, I'm in love. Who looks at you the way I do? When you smile, I can tell we know.
We are back again. I didn't know you pushed the button, the on button here. We're on and live. Oh, yes, live radio. This beautiful song is Herb Alpert, and I haven't heard this song, and I can't tell you when, but it's such a beautiful love song. And before Mike got here, I was writing down some beautiful love songs for you to enjoy, and we've got quite a few more coming up. But that is Herb Alpert. I haven't heard him in so, so long. So sorry, you startled me when you pushed the red button.
You know, it's funny, when you hear these songs compared to what's out there on the radio now, it's like, these songs are just so much more
meaningful
and
romantic.
Feeling, yeah, it's so much easier to listen to. And
yes, and it moves you, and that's what music is supposed to do. If you have a comment or a question or would like to share with us what you're going to be doing for Valentine's Day and for your special person, call us at 508-222-1320 and share. Please do. This is early morning for everybody. I know it's almost 20 after 7. You're probably sitting there at the kitchen table like I kind of imagine you sitting there or having your first cup of coffee and it's all good. My sister has has been married for 50 years, and her husband brings her coffee every single day.
Brings her coffee or makes the coffee?
He makes it and brings it to her. When she wakes up, her cup of coffee is right there.
Wow.
Isn't that awesome? That kind gesture doesn't take any money, doesn't take anything but a special loving thought. Isn't that wonderful?
Now, how long they've been married again? You said
50 years.
50 years?
50 years.
Wow.
Yep, and he's done that forever. And we had celebrated over the summertime their anniversary party.
Mm-hmm.
And that generation of growing up, you know, in the 50s and 60s, she, you know, was the old-fashioned traditional wife, loving mother, fantastic sister. I love her to pieces.
We should have had her come on and talk about what the secret is for making a relationship last that long.
Well, you know, she's a little camera shy and audio shy. She is. She wouldn't come on, I don't think.
I know people like that.
Yeah. I mean, it's not for everybody. And let's face it, I mean, it does take a little bit of talent to do this.
Our listeners are audio shy too.
They are. Call us. We need a pick me up. 508-222-1320. Share your thoughts on Valentine's Day. I always say, you know, it's the presence of a person and not so much the present that matters. And I say that and I mean it, and it's just really great. But if somebody wants to buy me something, that's okay too. Like I know like my grandchildren have made me little cards and everything, and it's just really sweet. Just really sweet. I'll treasure those forever.
Let me ask you a question, Ling. Is chocolate your favorite thing to get, or would you rather get something else for Valentine's Day from someone?
I think that a heartfelt gesture means more to me than
what's that, like a card?
No, I mean, like, if somebody made me dinner, if somebody took me to a favorite movie, if somebody, you know, like, an extra hug, you know what I'm saying? It's like, just those sort of
things. You want to know what I used to do years and years ago, back when I was a kid or young? I was, like, in my late teens,
like
early 20s.
2 years ago?
No, 46 now. But thank you, Elaine. I appreciate the compliment. I know I still have that look. I used to get a big thing of flowers, of roses or carnations, and I used to put them in a book bag, and I used to go around the school, and I used to hand them out to all the girls.
Wow.
Yep.
That's wonderful.
That's what I used to, and it made me feel good. It made me feel better because, you know, I didn't have anyone to give flowers to, so I said, you know what, today I'm going to spend some. I went around, and actually, I got a girlfriend that way.
Wow, that's really awesome. But I think that those kinds of gestures, I mean, flowers are really nice. And I do enjoy flowers, too. Don't get me wrong, like every woman. But, you know, I think that, yeah, it's like do what's in your heart. You know, if I'm seeing somebody or something, then show me that you care by doing X, Y, and Z. And they figure that out. They have to figure that out, you know, because anyway, I digress. Anyway, so we're going to get back into what's in a healthy relationship and see if you can really. When you say goodbye in the morning, it's very mindful and affectionate, so you give each other a hug, which is really nice.
We do that.
Mm-hmm. And this is important. Don't flat out refuse to talk about a topic that's important to your partner. Don't blow it off. You know, you should really discuss things. Have fun together. You know, laugh a lot. It's just really great. I look at all these things, you know, about my sister and everything and her relationship, and it really is amazing that some of these attributes in a healthy relationship, they have that sustainability, and it just really warms my heart that she and my brother-in-law have that wonderful special commitment. So I believe we do have a caller that would like to share some stories. Good morning.
Yep.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy Valentine's Day, you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're starting the morning off real nice. This is pretty good.
Well, thanks. The songs that we've picked are especially selected for all you, you know, people that are in love and sharing and everything. So, so what are your plans for Valentine's?
Well, it sounds a little bit like what you just described. Go to a nice movie, brunch somewhere, you know, just to celebrate the morning and then see how the day goes. And maybe if it's just cold and, you know, just stay in and snuggle, that kind of thing. So
that sounds like a plan. See, that's really great. I think that most people these times, they don't have the time or they don't put the time in. And it's so important that it means so much to people, don't you think? That putting in the time is just, like I always say, your presence is your present.
There you go. That's a good way to put it, yeah?
Yeah, that's really great. Well, good for you. I appreciate that. Do you have any, what is like one of your most romantic moments that you can recall?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. It's too early to think about that. I don't even know. I'd have to wake up more. It's too early.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Most romantic. I don't even know.
Really? Yeah. Okay. Well, you think on that.
All right.
Well, I appreciate you calling, and have a wonderful Valentine's Day.
Okay. Thank you. You too.
Thank you for calling in. All right. Anybody else? Come on down. 508-222-1320. Share your wonderful thoughts on Valentine's Day, and what are your plans? What are you going to be doing? You know, it's all relative, and it's just all good. You know, I can't, I mean, all these statistics and everything don't mean a thing. It's all, you know.
Valentine's Day, you know, when you're, like, with me and my wife, Valentine's Day is every day.
Really?
Yeah.
You make it that special for her.
She actually, well, she says it to me. She says, aww, you know, being married to me is like having Valentine's Day every day.
Really?
Yep.
You must be. See, that's treasure, your treasure. That's wonderful.
Yeah, I had to kiss a lot of frogs to get to my princess. I paid my dues. I could write a book.
And when you, yes, so could it. Unfortunately, I couldn't use my real name. But I think that, so when you met Sue, you were on your first last date.
No, it didn't go that easily right away.
it didn't. No. Love never does it?
Yeah, it was like, you know, for a very long time we were friends. And in the very, very beginning, all we did was talk to each other on the internet once a week.
Oh.
We emailed one another.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, for a very long time it was like that. And then it just picked up all at once, you know, once we started, like, hanging out together as friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then for a very long time, we were hanging out and going to places as friends. But it was like we were boyfriend and girlfriend, but we weren't holding hands. We were just always together. And then one night I just simply said to her, I says, you know, why don't we just take this one step further? You know, we trust each other and,
right,
you know, we're close together. Because really, you need to be, I really believe, and you know, I tried it the other way doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be friends first. Friendship needs to be the basis of the relationship, or else, you know, that's when you break up, then you can't be friends afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sad, because now it's like a death. You lose everybody altogether.
You know, that's true. You do. You lose the family. You lose everything. That's true. It's just really interesting. Well, getting back to a healthy relationship,
mm-hmm,
communication is key. It's one of the most important qualities in a healthy relationship, you know. However, people communicate differently, you know, and but you have to vocalize, you know, your love for one another and say I love you as often as possible. You compliment each other. You know, you discuss the bad instead of sweeping the issues under the rug. And in order to move forward and grow, you know, the two of you need to be able to talk openly about everything and your feelings, no matter how awkward or uncomfortable it might feel. You know, this really sustains your relationship. And Aretha Franklin said it best through her whole song, Respect. So you know it's got to be important. Respect your partner. It does come in many, many different forms, she said. And maintaining a joyful relationship means really respecting your partner's time, heart, character, and appreciate what they do for you. So those are some of the wonderful things that I've learned during this research. But there is a lighter side, and you remember when you were a kid and you would write like these poems to your mom, or you know, to your little girlfriend or whatever. There are so many cute little, there is a lot of poems out there, let me tell you. There was like 20 pages of poems, people out there. There's a lot of to be written about love and what it is, and it's different for everybody. And so I've got a couple of poems, and I know we're up against
them. Did you write them?
You know,
poems by Elaine?
I did when I was, yes, I did. Yep.
No, these ones that you're going to read now.
You know what? I should have done that. Oh, my God. And I can do that, but I'll have to work on that, Mike. I'll
during
have to
the break?
Work on that. Yeah. But before we go on break, because we've only got I know, this time goes by so fast. I do have to give out the lottery numbers, and then if we have time, I'll read a poem when we come back after.
So someone can afford to buy chocolates and roses, they need to win the lottery?
Yes, if you buy, go to Godiva Chocolate Store. I'm putting that out there.
And anyway, then give them your address so that they can bring you the Godiva chocolates.
No. No, I just... Anyway, if you played the lottery, and I wish you the best of luck, and I've got to read this, I got 10 seconds. Mass daily number is 9998. Rhode Island daily is 2316. Mass cash, 7892526. Mega Millions, 1744-68-73. Mega Ball is 1 and Mega Plier is 3. We have to take a quick break. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine. Happy Valentine's Day, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Friday, February the 12th, from 7 p.m. till midnight at the Attleboro Elks, located on South Main Street. The stage will be set, ready and waiting for the Villaniers, the Reminiscence, and Portia Funches, daughter of Tony Funches, the lead singer for the legendary Platters. For more information, call 508-509-5400.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed, could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You wanted to be a teacher when you were little, but as you grew up, things changed. Teaching just didn't seem like the best option anymore, so you decided to become something else. But what would your 12-year-old self say? Interesting and innovative things are happening in teaching today, so it's time to put it back on your list. Don't try to convince yourself otherwise. You had it right the first time.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more. Teach. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
The up-and-coming 2016 Rhode Island Spring Flower and Garden Show will run from Thursday, February the 18th through Sunday the 21st at the Rhode Island Convention Center. Spring Fling marks the theme with a dazzling array of landscape and floral displays created by well-seasoned designers, ready to refresh with a long-awaited spring experience. For more information, visit their website at www.flowershow.com.
We got it together, didn't we? We've definitely got our thing together, don't we? Isn't that nice? I mean, really, when you really sit and think about it, isn't it really, really nice? I can easily feel myself slipping more and more away. That super world of my own. Nobody but you and me. We've got it together, baby. I'm
That's what you are.
Oh my God, I'm on. Hi. Hi, everyone. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine. Yes, this is live radio. Michael, tell me when my mic is on. That was Barry White.
I told
singing.
You.
Anyway.
At least we didn't catch you singing in the beginning.
Oh, my God.
When you're doing Barry White's voice, that was even funnier.
Well, folks out there, if I made you laugh and you woke up to dogs howling, it was me in my Barry White impression. Jim Corbin, please call in at 508-222-1320. Rescue me because I
rescue
am like...
Rescue me! That's a song too, you know?
Yeah, I know. Oh, God, that was too funny. Like, yeah. Oh, gosh. Whew.
Anyway, it's all about fun here,
it
you know?
It is, yeah, and we do have fun. I mean, if there was a camera here in the studio, you would see us laughing and dancing in the studio.
I was dancing.
Yeah, we were, and it was just really so much fun. That's why I love doing this show. It's just really great. But anyway, okay, I have one poem, so I'll read it before Jim Corbin calls in.
Okay.
Okay, it's called Timeless Valentine. As time go by from year to year, one thing is surely true, my dear. Through decades come and decades go, just seeing you sets me aglow. Time shifts my body, I sag. When I pass a mirror, it makes me want to gag. My joints all ache, I can hardly move. Still, I smile at you, and I'm in the groove. Getting older can be such a pain, but with you along, I can't complain. Despite the things that we go through, I know I'll never stop loving you. Your loving heart turns life to play as we laugh at times from day to day. So I write this poem, I'll hang my sign saying, always be my Valentine. Isn't that cute?
Now, did you write that?
No.
All right.
No, I did not. Karen Fuchs did. And we have online, rescue me, Jim Corbin. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day Eve, I guess you call it, right?
Yeah.
Yes. I remember as a kid, as a kid, I'm sure you, most of us can remember, when you're real young in school, you bring and send Valentine's to every kid in the class. Remember that?
Yes, I do. Yes, everybody had those little packets.
Yeah, you get like a bunch of them all. You'd even send them to, you know, as a boy, I would send them to the boys as well. It was almost like a kind of a crazy thing. But, boy, I'll tell you, Elaine, we're going to have probably the coldest Valentine's Day we've had since about 1979. In fact, I say that because the record in the Attleboro area, that's in the this is air temperature, is 6 below at the water department.
Wow.
That was in 1979. And I remember that winter was the one before the winter that was really snow-free. We had a pretty particularly good winter that year, or bad, depending on your point of view. Not only a lot of snow, but a lot of cold. But really, right now is about the nicest the weather in terms of comfort is going to be for the rest of the day, because just upstream, we've got temperatures that are already below zero, and I think we're probably going to get below zero air temperature somewhere just before midnight tonight. Now, the other thing that's going to happen, of course, is the wind is going to start picking up. Once you feel that wind pick up, and it should start to do so at some point around midday, that's when, you know, the real Arctic air is moving in. So that is going to be an issue. Matter of fact, winds at some point this afternoon and tonight especially could be gusting as high as 40 miles an hour as the temperature bottoms out several degrees below zero. So if you have plans, and you can schedule things and change them around, and you don't want to deal with the bitter cold, at least for the rest of the weekend, I would highly advise this morning, because things will go downhill in many ways, including the temperature. But, again, no precipitation of any consequence. There are a few snow flurries around. They did get a dusting of snow over the southeast coast, over towards Plymouth, Wareham, a dusting of snow. But, of course, everyone still has snow on the ground to some extent. So it's really not a big deal. The story continues to be the cold. I think we're going to bottom out sometime just before sunrise around 7 to 8 below zero. So if that's the case in Attleboro and vicinity, other cities and towns, then that would break the record for the Valentine's Day situation. Now, the records in Attleboro go back to 1941, so there probably were some others before then, obviously in the bigger city records that go back to the 1800s. But this is about as cold as it gets, so yeah. Definitely want to snuggle up tomorrow morning, and if you can avoid having to do anything early in the day, I would highly discourage it. The other thing you want to make sure you have, if you do have to drive somewhere the rest of this weekend, make sure your car battery has a good charge in it, or it could be a tough time tomorrow in the morning if you have to go somewhere. the other thing is make sure you have oil in the tank. As we jokingly say, if you heat with oil or gas or what have you, make sure that that's working properly. And make sure that, if you can make sure that all the windows are shut. Obviously, they should be this time of the year, but make sure, maybe even if you know it can get a little drafty, you know, put like a towel sometimes near the edges of the windows. It doesn't help completely, but it does help in some cases. Now, the ironic thing, Elaine and Mike, is what's going to happen, again, a high temperature tomorrow, eventually around 9 or 10 degrees by 2 in the afternoon with the wind still blowing, so bitter cold. However, the weather pattern is very energetic and changing by the day or two, and as cold as it's going to be tonight and tomorrow, it looks like we're going to have snow changing to rain Monday night and Tuesday. So that is crazy. It's going to get up into the 40s for a time on Tuesday, and then we're going to start to see the cold come back, not as much as this, but back down to normal upper 30s or so as we go into late Wednesday and Thursday. Now, at the beginning of that snow event, that would be Monday night, not tomorrow night, Monday night. There's a good chance of at least some accumulation, roughly maybe an inch or two. Then it's going to go over a cold rain on late Monday night and Tuesday before the drier air begins to move in. Now, of course, the other story for late week from tonight, of course, you know what that is, Elaine, right?
Some sort of moon. Harvest moon. No, love moon. It's Valentine's
that's
moon.
That's actually 2 days from that. 22nd is the full snow moon, appropriately called. But no, a week. Well, that's a good guess, and you're right. The new moon, full moon, is coming up. But we have the winter festival in Attleboro.
Oh, for God's sakes! Of course,
yeah.
Yes. Of
so
course.
Between 5 and 9. No, I'm sure you're probably going to bring it up anyway. But I bring that up because it's a week from tonight, and the weather right now does not look too severe in any direction. It doesn't look like we're going to have any bitter cold. We're not going to have really warm weather, which you really don't like to have on a winter night, right? Mm-hmm. A winter festival, you want to get the atmosphere going. And there's a chance maybe a touch of light precipitation could go either way, light rain or snow, but it doesn't look like any big storm headed this way. In fact, really, the next storm is the one that's coming Monday night and Tuesday of any consequence, which will bring a good slug of precipitation our way. But right now, for next weekend, it looks like a fairly quiet situation with no significant weather issues. And then after that, I'll go long range and say that we have another chance right around the 24th or 25th of the month of getting another rain and snowstorm. That one could be contain strong winds and heavy precipitation. But overall, once we get by this bitter blast, and I can't stress enough, you want to dress in layers, as we all know. But if you don't have to be out tonight for any reason, especially if you're going to be out late, and I know, of course, it's Saturday night, and, of course, Valentine's Day coming up, but if you don't have to be, or even go out tomorrow morning early for any reason, unless you're going to be just going out quickly for a minute or two and then get in your car or whatever you drive, but this is, although it's only going to last about a good 24 hours, this is about as cold as an air mass as we ever get here when you combine the air temperature and the wind. So when we talk about, and I'll end on this, when we talk about 8 below zero, say on average tomorrow morning right around 6, 7 o'clock, the wind will still be sustained around 20, 25 miles an hour. And that means if you're outside in exposed skin for like 10 minutes, you could get frostbite. So, type of morning where you want to, if you have one of those remote starters in here, whatever you mean, if you have to go out, get that remote starter going and then jump in and just get going, because anyone that's outside with exposed skin tomorrow morning more than about 10 or 15 minutes can easily get frostbite in those conditions.
Wow, and I do have a starter, so that's a good thing, Jim.
It's good. My new car, but after 18 years of having the same one, it does contain a remote starter as well. So, but it only runs for 10 minutes before you have to turn it on again, or mm-hmm. it'll shut off automatically. And tomorrow morning might be so cold that even 10 minutes won't do it. So you might have to turn it on again if it stops. But very cold weather. But again, if this is all we're really complaining about, it's really overall has not been that bad a winter for most people, I think.
I know. I mean, we didn't have these major blizzard storms that we had, and it's like, I'll take it, don't get me wrong. I mean, we did have some snow accumulation and everything.
Yeah, and last winter, Elaine, we had, of course, the second half, we were in the middle of the onslaught right now. Here we are in mid-February, and of course, this February is the leap year, so we have 29 days this February. But anyway, but last year we had the deep snow cover and a lot of very cold nights that were 5 to 10 below zero but with no wind. And so it's much easier in terms of comfort when you have, you know, I think we had, one of the weather observers in West Norton, I think had about 10 mornings below zero in February, last February. And the main reason was we had these big Arctic high pressures that would build right over us. The winds would be light to almost calm, but with the deep snow cover, it was able to chill down very easily at night. And you might remember we had a couple of winters before that. We had that similar situation, and there were fires. Of course, that big fire in North Attleboro, the night of the bitter cold.
Yes.
So again, this is something you have to be careful of. I'm afraid I almost hate to predict this, but I'm sure that I have a feeling that there'll probably be, and again, I'm just saying it because of the fact that people try to keep warm. You want to make sure if you're using a portable heater, make sure they stay away from the drapes at least several feet. Oftentimes, on these bitter cold nights, the next day you'd see tragic fires not the only reason all the time, but you just want to be careful if you're trying to heat something. You never use candles, and especially when you have drafts that'll come in the windows tonight. Mm-hmm. You'll really notice that even though you say, oh, well, it's going to be a few degrees below zero late tonight, tomorrow morning, you'll notice how drafty it is because the wind is going to be blowing all night. That's the tough thing about heating when you have strong winds out there as opposed to dead calm where there's not a lot of any movement of the air coming in the window. So, again, happy Valentine's Day, everyone.
Thank you.
That was a good note. And I know you want to get back to the rest of the show, and I'll talk to you next week. I'll let you know if I can come in next week on your show. I'll email you a link during the week.
Well, we'd love to have you come in because Mike and I were talking about taking you out to breakfast after the show. So you think about it. You're welcome. I'd love to have you come in because you're always so fascinating with all these wonderful weather facts. So happy Valentine's Day to you and yours, and we'll talk during the week.
All right, Elaine. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Take good care. Bye. All right. That was our meteorologist, Jim Corbin, and no snow in the forecast this week. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine, and boy, oh boy, are we going to be wrapping up our show. We're taking our last break before we sign off. So you have one more opportunity. We come back from break. So 508-222 is our 1320 is our number, and you're listening to Out and About with Elaine, and we'll be right back after these messages.
And in my dreams I've kissed your lips 1,000 times. I sometimes see you pass outside my door. Hello, is it me you're looking for? I can see it in your eyes, I can see it in your smile.
Fort Bautiste Village, located on Main Street in Pawtucket, is the place to be on Saturdays throughout the winter season. Local vendors will be available from 9 till 1 p.m. at the Pawtucket Wintertime Farmers Market with a variety of in-season fruits, vegetables, eggs, and so much more. To find out what's up and growing each and every week at the market, visit the web at Pawtucket/Wintertime Farmers Market. Buy fresh, buy local.
If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
Okay, Simon, what are you wearing right now?
Nothing.
That's right. And what do people normally wear?
Clothes.
Exactly. So now Mommy's going to teach you how to dress yourself. Clothes keep us warm, they look good, and if we go out without them, the neighbors will talk. So it's important to know how to get dressed. Here's how it's done. Underwear always comes first, name tag at the back, then pants, then shirt. Get the first button in the right hole, or you have to start all over. If you're wearing a tie, it goes over, round, round, through, and pull tight. Tuck your shirt into your pants and zip up your fly. Socks go in first, then shoes, right on right, left on left. With shoelaces, just take the ends, cross them over, switch the loops, the rabbit goes down the hole, pull tight, and you're left with bunny ears.
I love bunnies.
Good to know. Now remember, spots don't go with stripes, socks don't go with sandals, and if you've tucked in your shirt, wear a belt. Got it? Why are your pants on your head?
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But spending just 2 minutes twice a day making sure they brush their teeth is easier and could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. That's 2min2x.org. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Miles, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.
Spring is in the air, and it just so happens to be just in time to celebrate the 20th anniversary of the Attleboro Arts Museum's Flower Show. Garden Party sets the theme for the celebration, starting with a sneak peek benefit on Wednesday, March 16th from 6 to 8 p.m. The show officially opens to the public on the 17th through the 20th. Enjoy the beauty of nature at the museum located on Park Street with lush landscapes, floral installations, and original artwork displayed throughout the main gallery. For more information, visit their website, attleboroartsmuseum.org.
All right, that is my Percy Sledge, and I would not even attempt to sing that song, When a Man Loves a Woman. Well, listen, finding a partner, you know, if you're single, what are some of the things that you can do? I mean, there are a lot of different dating sites out there, and but you know what? I've asked a lot of people how they met their significant others, and it's either through friends or acquaintances, or you just show up at an event or something, and it just happens naturally, and I think that's the best way to do it. But really, you know, as we get older, we tend to harden our hearts. And really, these are the eight key things from psychology today. So here's number one, open your heart and be surprised. Number two is don't become exclusive until you're committed. Number three, soften your body language. Number four, don't think too far ahead. Number five, share your feelings without making them feel responsible. I don't know what that means. Number six, stop pretending you're something you're not. And there's a lot of fakers out there, as we all know. And this is cute. Number seven, switch the channel to receive, which I think is really important. And number eight, the most important thing of all, always, always put yourself first. So those are some of the tips that you can open your heart to, and we've given you some tips today on what is a healthy relationship and, you know, the greatest loves and everything. And I know, like, 1 hour goes by so fast. It's amazing. But I do want to thank you for listening to our show. We are going to do something. I said to Mike, I said, you know, there are so many great movies on love and everything. And one of my favorite movies, When Harry Met Sally, is one of them. And this was part of what he said to her, which is like the best love dialogue. It's called the best love dialogue in a movie. So I'd like to share that with you real quick before we go on to other things. So here it is. I love that you get cold when it's 71 degrees out. I love that it takes you an hour and a half to order a sandwich. I love the way you get a little crinkled above your nose when you're looking at me like I'm nuts. I love that after spending a day with you, I can still smell your perfume on my clothes, and I love that you are the last person I want to talk to before I go to sleep at night. It's not because I'm lonely. It's not because it's New Year's Eve. I came here tonight because when you realize you want to spend the rest of your life with someone, you want the rest of your life to start as soon as possible.
Wow.
Isn't that powerful, Mike?
Yes, it is.
I searched this and searched this and searched this, and it was just like unbelievable. Of course, Buddha says if you love someone but rarely make yourself available to him or her, that's not really true love. Love is blind, they say. But maybe a blind person that loves has a greater understanding of it all.
Wow. That's powerful, too.
Thank you. Well, I try to inspire, educate, and have some fun as we have this morning. And as you all go out and about, you know, this weekend and everything, you know, stop and think about it. You know, stop and think, you know, what would make that other person happy? Put them first and go for it. You know, just go for
it. We actually should be moving in our life like that all the time.
Oh, yeah, not just this one day.
Right.
It's like Christmas, I say. You know, like there's so much pressure on gifts and exchanging and everything. But, you know, I go back to the thing again. You know, your presence in the moment, you know, is a present, you know, to that person. Mm-hmm. And be mindful of that. And it doesn't cost you one penny. you know? So it's food for thought. And as we wrap up our show and everything, I do have to say Monday is President's Day, and I want you to know that there are some things that are closed. All schools, libraries, town and city halls are closed. The post office closed. State and federal offices are closed, but the stores are open. Woohoo! GATRA is on a regular schedule, and the MBTA is on a Saturday schedule. There'll be no mail delivery, so Newman is taking a holiday. I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that. I probably won't get my mail for a week now. Trash collection will be a delayed one day, you know, for the rest of the week. So if you have, you know, trash pickup on Tuesday, it's going to be picked up on Wednesday. If it's Wednesday, it's Thursday. If it's Thursday, it's Friday, et cetera, et cetera.
I picked up my powdered wig for President's Day.
You did?
Yep.
I see.
I'll be Judge Washington.
Now, do you have off on Monday? Do you have to work on Monday?
I believe we do. As far as I know, we don't have, you know, the RIPTA buses are running, so I can get to work, so that's cool.
That is great. We have off. It's a wonderful holiday, but I took my laptop home anyway because I want to do some catching up to do and things. We have a lot of things going on at work, and I want to make sure that I get everything done. And what can I say?
One way to find out the buses aren't running is to show up and find out the hard way that they're not.
Well, I mean, you have to make sure that you're not working on Monday. And you deserve a break. I'd say take it off. It's President's Day, for gosh sakes. You know what I'm saying?
I just have to say, Elaine, it's just another day of wasting American tax dollars.
Well, we've had a ball talking and reminiscing and also, you know, just talking about the love is in the air and Valentine's Day. And our time is almost up, but thanks for listening to our show this morning. I hope you've had a couple of laughs with us as well. I mean, it's live radio and anything can happen. And I say that, and believe me, today I've proven that when the mic is on. But anyway, Mike, thanks for queuing up all the songs. I mean, Mike does a phenomenal job for me each and every Saturday morning.
Thank you.
I really appreciate you. And Jim Corbin, thank you so much. I couldn't do the show without you too, with your wonderful updated weather forecast. And it really helps having a weather hit on a Saturday, because most stations don't, and we have up to the minute, you know, broadcasting, and it's just really phenomenal. So
the way radio should be.
Yes, we do. So we do have one last song to share with you, but before we play that, I just want to thank everybody. Remind you that Dominic will be back on Monday from Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, and then Paul Healy from 10 to noon, and I'll be back next week, hopefully with Jim Corbin in studio. I'll keep my fingers crossed, and we have a solid lineup. So Paul Healy's on from 10 to noon, and our show, Out and About with Elaine, is on each and every Saturday from 7 a.m. to 8, and then we have music for an hour, and then Dave Kane comes on from 10 to noon. So from all of us here at WARA 1320, thanks for listening, and meet me back here next Saturday for Out and About with Elaine, and happy Valentine's Day to everybody. Take us out, Mike.
Can call my own. I found a thrill to press my cheek to, a thrill that I